a new level. I'm on a new level, yeah. I'm headed for new levels. Can I get a witness? Gotta see this shit in plain sight. You can't go where I'm going, bitch, you ain't invited. Cause this a new level. I'm headed for new levels, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 it's your fab girl, Jada Knees, back with a brand new episode. We have officially made it 3 whole months into 2024 thus far. And, you know, Lord willing, the creek don't rise to make it through the next 9. But before we get into everything on today's episode, I want to do a pause and check in on everyone. How was everyone feeling? Like, how is everyone feeling emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually? I can honestly say I'm doing absolutely well in all those categories, and I'm so grateful for that. It's been a long time coming, and I really never know what each day is going to bring me, but regardless, I try to practice gratitude every single day because God simply opening my eyes is enough for me to be grateful for. And for real, y'all, I haven't felt so present and happy and at peace in my adulthood in a very, very, very long time. So I'm enjoying and loving every minute of this. It's truly a feeling like no other. And if by chance 2024 hasn't been the greatest for you so far, don't even worry about it, okay? Every day is a new opportunity for new things to turn around. And I do pray everything does turn around for you. Just keep your faith and embrace the day-to-day climb of life. Please do not let your current circumstances and the enemy fool you, because a bad day is not synonymous to a bad life. A bad week is not synonymous to a bad life. A bad month or year also are synonymous to a bad life. You know, this too shall pass, and I promise things will get better. In these little interactive moments, y'all, my episodes, please don't ever hesitate to actually hit me up and let me know your actual response. You know, my episodes are pre-recorded, but I love to interact post-episode recording in real life. So hit your girl up. I promise I don't bite y'all. I'm just a regular, degular, schmegular girl, as Cardi would say. And happy Women's History Month to all of the beautiful women out there. And a special shout out to the amazing women I've encountered throughout my life and that have had a positive impact on my life. Whether it be in leadership, schooling, the community, church, neighbors, family members, the list goes on for real. But just thank you, thank you, thank you for being someone an impressionable young Black girl needed. Because being a woman, let me get a little bit more specific. Being a Black woman is an experience like no other. I love us down. Like, I love us real bad. I'm just glad to be game. Okay, if you know, you know, you know. So yeah, y'all, this month's recap, you know, it's not really much. March always seems like such a low-key month for me for some reason. Like, I did catch up with an old friend of mine early this month, and I hadn't seen in a hot minute. You know, that was nice. Had an impromptu sibling dinner at my brother's house. Although, like I said, it was impromptu. I wasn't expecting it. It was such a great time, and I really cannot wait until our next one. I also plan to get my second relatively big tattoo. I say plan because it's still yet to happen. Due to the artist I book with, playing in my face. And long story short, him playing in my face left him unemployed. So, hey, it is what it is. You know, I got my deposits back, so I'm good. I'm A-okay. I still do plan to get the tattoo in the future once I secure a new artist, of course. And the tattoo I plan to get is actually a cover-up for a piece I got with some friends when I was younger. And it's nothing against the other individuals. One of the other people who have the tattoo still is my best friend. So it's nothing against the tattoo per se. It's just a random tattoo at this point, and I no longer want it visible because it doesn't align with anything in my life anymore, you know. And the current tattoo isn't big per se at all, but if it was like much smaller and not positioned awkwardly on my back, I would probably just charge it to the game and keep it. But it's like literally all my other tats have meaning, so yeah, it's just time to get it gone. And after I get my current one covered, I think I'm done with big tattoos.
emphasis on think. But yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to cross that road when we get there, I guess. Other than those few things, everything has been business as usual this month. March definitely could have been a bit more interesting and exciting, but hey. No complaints here. Y'all know God has quite the sense of humor. So I don't want April to roll on in and he give me the exciting spiciness Mars shouldn't have. I'm A-okay with the steadiness I've been experiencing in the first few months of this year. I am good, okay? But now that all the catching up is done, it's time to get into today's episode topic. Some of you might not know, but I'm from sweet home Alabama. Okay, and Alabama has the most bipolar weather to probably ever exist. Like the temperature is constantly up and down, and that change varies by week, by day, by hour. Okay, and with all the weather changes, my allergies have already been on 10. So please excuse me if I sound a little off. I recorded. It's been a struggle for your girl. I'm dependent on Kroger brand, Zyrtec, and nasal spray to save me. It's been doing a good job, though. I will say it's been a good job. So, but anyways, as we know, mid-March is the host of the conclusion of winter and the beginning of spring. So I have a list of sorts of things I want to discuss this year. And while I was just trying to narrow down a topic for this month, with all those other things in mind I just mentioned, I couldn't think of anything better to talk about besides seasons, okay? And more specifically, the season of life I was in during my hiatus last year and the season I entered into whilst turning 25. And I refer to this current season of my life as my transitioning season. Okay, so boom, let's jump right into it. As I mentioned in the first episode of this year, a lot happened last year. A lot happened, and I had me a little situation with someone, got my heart a little hurt, and like last month, we talked about how I wasn't, you know, guarding my heart well at all, so that led to me ultimately getting my heart hurt, and of course, God doesn't enjoy us getting hurt by any means, but he will definitely let situations play out. He will watch us fall on our face, because we do have free will, so if we decide to go down a path that may not be the best, that's on us. And if we choose not to use our discernment, hey, accountability must be taken for the part we play in our own suffering at times. At any given moment, God could have definitely gotten me out that situation completely unscathed, thus avoiding a whole lot of hurt. But where is the lesson in that? Where is the lesson? Instead, he let me fall. He did. He let me fall and he let me sit in that hurt. And now, you know, being on the other side of everything, of that experience, I have a better understanding. Well, I had this understanding, but it became more clear. I'll say that God does not give you pain without purpose. Everything happens for a reason. And honestly speaking, me getting my little heart hurt was just one of the many things that occurred last year. And I can say before and after that situation, I was feeling extremely alone and isolated. And it just kind of doubled down, of course, after that situation ended. And I wanted to start making more friends last year. Like, after everything went down, I had no desire for romantic connections. I will tell you that. And it's still questionable right now, but, you know, we'll see. But I was just really eager to pursue more platonic connections, you know. Now, I did attempt to pursue those platonic connections, and it was not very successful. But that is also another topic that we'll touch on this year. So yeah, y'all, I was isolated. I felt alone. Even though I wasn't truly ever alone, because God is always with me. You know, I still had my family, of course. And a few friends I do have were there. You know, we just weren't hanging as much. And everyone has life happening. Life be lifing for everyone. So I was definitely understanding of that. And while I may have understood that, it still didn't change the fact that I felt alone. But sure enough, I began to accept it and not fight it. I threw my hands up, I surrendered, and came to the conclusion that God has me separated and isolated for a reason. And if I had it my way, of course, I would not have been hurt. I'd be in a loving, healthy, happy relationship. And of course, I'd have my chosen family, some great friends. We'd be having group game nights. Chips would finally make it out of group chat. And my then version of my dream life would be my current reality. But that's, you know, that's just how different my vision for me was versus God's will for me. You know, I didn't want to be isolated by any means. Like, I didn't choose this for myself. But my little heart getting hurt happened for a reason. My failed friendship attempts happened for a reason. It's like everything that occurred was like a factory reset of sorts in my life. I was put in a season of isolation so my heart and my mind would start to get in alignment with God's will for my life. And that's just the simplest way I could put it, being on the other side of everything that happened. And I think my season of isolation goes hand in hand with my overall healing journey. A season of isolation is just that. It's a season. Seasons will change. So, of course, it won't be an ongoing thing like my healing, but I definitely believe seasons of isolation, they blend into healing in a way. For instance, once I accepted my season of isolation, I started doing some crazy healing. Like, I'm talking going deeper than I realized I needed to go at that time. Now, do I believe I was one day going to go to the depths of healing I did while I was in isolation? Yes, absolutely. But remember what I said. Everything happens for a reason. So I just stumbled upon the purpose of that pain I experienced much sooner than I expected. In my season of isolation, I was not stuck dwelling on the past, but I was just rather getting a much better understanding of who I am. How I process things, why I process things the way I do, what played a part in the molding of me into the woman I am today, and much, much more. Being isolated also gave me a different perspective, and I can say appreciation of my season of singleness. My season of singleness has been a damn near 20 plus year season for me. It's like my reality since forever, for real, for real. And I don't always enjoy being single for various reasons that we'll also touch on another episode. But y'all, I do have so much me time, like real life me time. Like, I feel like I've always had me time before, but I wasn't intentional about that time before, you know, I say, like, I just don't remember being intentional at all. Like, I intentionally make time for God. I intentionally make time to read his word. I intentionally make time to attend church. I intentionally make time to go to the gym to cook what I want, when I want, meal planning. Like, listen, once God has my husband find me, and, you know, little children coming to the picture, and maybe even some pets, plus work, in a regular hustle and bustle life, I'm going to miss this season of singleness. Like, I really am. Like, an estimated time delivery on my husband would still be nice. But, yeah, y'all, I'm just going to enjoy my time while it's still all of my time. Okay? Now, I mentioned briefly before how I entered into a season of transitioning upon turning 25. I jokingly was talking to my therapist, and I was just telling her, like, I feel like my brain being fully developed clicked and locked some things into place for me. And I mean, I was joking, but I was serious at the same time because I couldn't think of any other way to explain it. Like, when I think of the word transitioning, I automatically correlate it to, you know, the word updating and growth. And leading up to 25, while I was isolated, a lot of things changed in me for the betterment of me, I say. Like, I no longer think how I used to. I no longer view things how I used to. It's one of those things like, okay, sis, aha, like, aha moment. It's time. Like, it's time to switch up our approach to this whole game of life. Like, we've been doing this, I won't say wrong per se, but it's time to switch up some things. Like, we say we want to be stable, we say we want to be disciplined, we say we want to be intentional, but what are we actually doing to make these things come to pass? Like, how are we showing up in the world to accomplish these things we say that we want for ourselves? I just had to sit in that. Like, God is doing his part, but are we making an honest effort? Like, are we really making an honest effort? And when I tell y'all that conversation I was having with self, I was like, whew, self-awareness go crazy sometimes. It go crazy sometimes. And this season of transition, what it means to me is that I'm finally taking the necessary steps to go after all of the more in life I've always imagined myself having. Now, I'm only a few months fresh into this new season, and I have no earthly idea how long I'll be in this season, but I've made the decision to lean into it fully and embrace everything that comes with it. Like I said, I'm being more intentional with God. I'm praying more. I'm no longer leaning on my own understanding, but rather going straight to the source. A transition season for me is ultimately a season of growth. And we talked about previously in our episode, Growing Pains, just how uncomfortable growth can get. But hey, like I said, I'm present and I'm embracing it all. And we've just about made it to the end of today's episode. If you've made it to this point, I do appreciate you for sticking around. Before we go, by now y'all should know. Well, that rhymed. I'm a poet, didn't even know it. But before we go, y'all should know, I stay quoting somebody's song on my episodes. I love music. Music loves me. So I leave y'all with this semi-remix portion of one of my favorite songs by Madison Ryan Ward, entitled Seasons, of course. And it goes like this. They're gonna come. They're gonna go. Might move fast. Might move slow. Might bring sunshine, might bring rain, full of joy or full of pain. But for anybody out there feeling afraid that you're going to be stuck in the same old place, never forget, seasons always change. And I got to repeat that last part. Seasons always change, okay? Seasons do expire, y'all. And when they do, just have the courage and have faith to release whatever was in your prior season to make room for what's to come in your current season, okay? I hope y'all enjoyed today's episode just as much as I enjoy making it. Check it with me to give me any feedback. But hate it or love it, this is The Real Raw Me. Tune in next month for a new episode of Just J. Denise.